Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know who Trevor Rainbolt is?
No.
Trevor Rainbolt is the GeoGuessr guy. And this made me think of you.
What's a GeoGuessr?
Okay, here's what he can do. Are you ready? So people who play this, Rainbolt, that's the guy's name. He's 23 years old. He lives in Los Angeles, right? He lives in an apartment in LA. Trevor Rainbolt has a special talent for being able to look at any image on Google Maps and pinpoint where it was taken with astonishing speed and accuracy.
Wait, a satellite image or like street view?
Just street view. Street view.
What?
How?
Rainbolt can identify a country using only a half-distorted image or an image that has been scrambled into pieces. He can look at only the trees or only the grass or only the sky. Sometimes he can even name a country if he's blindfolded just by having someone else describe the dirt. Now, I know what you're thinking. He's some kind of crazy savant.
Yeah.
Wrong. A year ago, GeoGuessr guy, that's his name, would have struggled to even name 100 countries, which I would bet money Diane can't do. Geography had never been top of mind to him. He was not good at it. But almost from jump, he felt the world open up when he was able to do it. Rainbolt is one of the top GeoGuessr players in the world, if not the best, by his own admission.
Oh, so GeoGuessr
is a game.
Is like a, okay, I thought you were just describing
game.
Him
no,
as a
no,
geography
no, no, no,
guesser.
No. GeoGuessr is a game. GeoGuessr, by the way, has probably been around a decade.
Never heard of it.
No.
The game in which people take a look at an auto-generated image from Google Street View and then click the area of the world in which they suspect it was taken is about 10 years old. However, it has taken on a new life, large in part to 23-year-old Trevor Rainbolt. As he tries to figure out ways to one-up himself, his videos have begun to receive treatment, blah, 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 blah. He is just now being known as the GeoGuessr guy. All right, Diane, you ready to go?
Oh, God.
No, this guy, Diane, this guy was you. This guy was you.
So we're just establishing a baseline.
Sucked. Say again?
We're like seeing where Diane's at right now, and then we'll test her again in however many weeks.
Sure.
Oh, I gotta study?
No. You don't have to study. You don't have to study.
So I pulled up the website here.
Wait, hold on. Do I need to go to line 2 first? Yes, pull up the website, GeoGuessr.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, wait, do you get to choose which one of those you want?
There are 4 maps available to play: landmarks, capitals, world, and USA.
Think that over for 1 second. Let me go to line 2. Oh, good. You're up on the big screen, too. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Corey.
Hey, Corey. You're calling me about GeoGuessr?
Yeah, I love playing GeoGuessr. Started playing it just from watching some people on YouTube, but it's insane what people do with that.
Now, let me ask you this. How often are you playing? We're getting ready to watch Diane beat up on Trevor Rainbolt. How often are you playing?
I play like a couple times a week.
Right. I understand. I don't play it. But I do understand that it is very addictive. Very addictive.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Are you...
So there's, like a, there's like a free version and like a paid version.
Oh, click on
it.
The free. Click on the free. Hey, do you... but do you feel like over time that you've been playing it, you've started to be able to spot certain things that are kind of clues as to where in the world that you might be?
Definitely. So, I mean, as you get to play it, I mean, definitely if you play the different categories like the U.S., you know, you'll start to, you know, understand the geography and, like, you know, like trees.
Exactly.
What kind of roads,
exactly. Exactly. Like, for example, if you were to see a sign, Diane, a street sign that was like black, orange, where are you?
What?
Thailand. Jesus H. All right. Very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thailand. Most of their signs are black, orange, black, orange.
Oh, my God.
Diane, landmarks?
I would say landmarks.
Oh, my God. Are you crazy?
Well, my choices are landmarks, capitals, world, and USA.
Okay. Capitals, they're showing you the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
You're not going to do well. You don't. I bet you don't know capitals around the world. What's the capital of Spain?
Well, I said capitals. No to capitals. She I said landmarks.
Okay. But landmarks, are those international?
I'm assuming.
I thought she'd go USA.
You don't think you know more about America than you do about international landmarks?
I'm just saying landmarks, the ones that you get see used over and over and over again. I've seen those enough.
Okay, well, I hope the Louvre is one, because other than that, you're out. Can you name any other landmark in... Oh, boy. All right,
okay,
Diane.
So what's going to happen here, clearly?
Oh, I have to say what that is.
Well, you need to describe. No.
Hold on. So we clicked on... You picked landmarks.
Yeah.
Right.
So now there's a massive image displayed.
Right.
Of an intersection.
Right.
Diane, I guess you, as you're thinking through, kind of give us what you're seeing in the picture. And then there's a little map, and I'm going to have to click on the map in the country and then, I guess, city where you think this photo was taken.
Also, notice in the top left-hand corner, there is a...
Are those people who are playing right now?
Here's some hints for you. Oh, my God. I already know where it is. Go ahead. Based on the hints. Diane, what do you see?
Don't look at the hints. Ignore the hints.
Okay. Well, tell that to Diane.
I think it's somewhere in Europe.
Diane.
Just by, like, the street markings. And if I could... I hear the... Hey, her.
Okay. All right.
Do you notice any languages written on vehicles?
I do.
Well, I mean, Express is written... In English.
Okay. All right. So that's what got you to Europe?
And they have the funny long license plates.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good.
What about the architecture?
Is that a cathedral?
Well, you tell me, Diane.
The big one in the middle.
Right. Okay. So where are we?
You're running out of time.
We're in Europe. Where are we?
Oh, it's timed?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God, Diane. Diane.
I have to click somewhere.
Belgium.
Oh, my God. Okay. Diane.
Hold on. I have to now... Let me input the guess.
Right.
And you were 637 miles off. It was Barcelona.
Oh.
Right. By the way, where Express was, what was right above it? Carrillo's.
What does that mean?
It wasn't in English.
Well, I don't know.
Now she has the hang of it.
All right, now you get it.
Oh,
now you get
now
it.
Now I got it.
All right, you ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
This is another landmark.
Next round.
You still got 3,000 points.
Okay. So
because I was only 600 miles away.
637. All right, here we go.
Now describe what you're seeing on the big screen.
In 2, 1, go.
It's an arch.
Right.
There's a sun umbrella. I can't see. Are you able to move street view?
Yeah, there
I can't
you go.
See what is on that white van there, what it says.
Okay, well, then you probably shouldn't use that.
All right, stab in the dark.
Okay.
There's some cyclists.
Right.
A bicycle.
Oh, there's a street sign.
Oh, right. Can you zoom in on that?
No.
What do you think?
I can't see.
Here's a flag.
Oh,
do you
Greece.
Think... Oh.
Is it Greece?
Well,
we don't know. That's your guess? Final answer?
No, that's not Greece.
Okay, I did click Greece.
No, because, I mean, now in my head I'm thinking, is that Finland?
That's a great guess.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'm going to say Finland.
And that is based on?
The flag.
Do you want to go right at Helsinki?
Sure. I'm sure that's a major arch that I'm looking at.
You were 699 miles off.
Diane.
Where is it?
Germany.
Germany.
Oh.
Germany.
That's not a German flag.
Say again?
That was not a, the blue and white is not a German flag. That's why I went that way.
The...
I don't even know if Finland's blue and white, to
that
be
was,
honest.
Berlin. That's Berlin.
Oh, yeah, bowl.
All right, give her one more. Give her one more.
Again, we're playing landmarks.
The you should have gone USA. You don't know anything about Europe. Oh, Diane. Oh, my God, just say
that's,
it.
The ruins in Rome.
The... Okay, click on Rome. Oh, my God, Diane.
Well, I got to zoom in to click on Rome. Okay, and Rome is clicked, and we're guessing it.
And that is wrong.
You are 627 miles away.
Oh, that's Athens.
It's the freaking Acropolis, Diane.
Greece.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
I told you, I'm not good at this. I don't think I would have been any better in the United States.
Okay.
Because when they showed landmarks, didn't they show the image was a picture of what? Wasn't it the Golden Gate Bridge? So it could have been... It wasn't necessarily foreign landmarks. It
so
could have been anywhere.
So the Acropolis threw you off.
No, it's ruins.
How do you not recognize that?
I don't know, because I've been there.
Hey, that looks like a photo I have on my phone. Going back to Rainbold, he can do distorted images. He can do where they're scrambled.
Yes.
He's not just doing what Diane's trying to do.
And you know how long it takes him to guess?
Basic introductory level.
0.1 second.
So he's a savant.
He's not, though. That's what he's saying.
You're
he's
saying
not.
He's self-taught.
He's, yes. 13 months ago, he was Diane. That's what I mean. Paraphrasing. He was like, 13 months ago, I was Diane. Mm-hmm. Now I'm able to do this. He's the top geo-guesser in the world.
Do you want to play the USA round?
Real quick. Let's go quick.
Okay.
Let's go quick.
And so when the image pops up, describe it and work through it and ignore Elliot's belittling.
Yes.
I haven't belittled
yes,
once.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Okay, Diane, you've been to one of the places and you couldn't guess.
Here we go.
Here we go, Diane. You ready?
Describe
Two,
it.
One, here we go.
Palm trees.
Oh, okay. My God, Diane.
I'm going to say that looks like Miami.
Okay.
Final answer?
Yes.
It's not.
Oh, is that right?
You're 5 miles off. It's not Miami Beach, but it is very, very close.
You know what? Just that's good, Diane. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I was going to get Surfside.
So they gave you almost the max is 5,000 points. You got 4,978.
High five! Good for you.
Right,
see,
round two.
Look at
round
Diane
two.
Go. Here we go.
This is what you should have picked: United States of America, greatest country in the world.
Go, Diane. Oh my God!
Describe it.
There's a park, and then it looks like there's a big. God, how many lanes of a major secondary road, and then
five.
There's office buildings.
Yep, yep. Yep.
And crosswalks.
Yep.
And I can't see what type of license plates those are. Like what state?
Diane, how about the skyline? Jesus Christ.
Do you want us just to click Chicago, or are you going to eventually figure it out?
By the way, the street sign says Michigan Avenue.
I can't see it through your big head.
You
that's obscured. That's obscured.
Okay, what about the skyline?
Okay. Chicago.
Yeah. Okay. She should have got. Yeah. There
you
go.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. But she.
4 miles off for where I clicked. I'm just clicking on the city now. I'm not trying to pinpoint the
right.
intersection.
Okay. But the truth is, Diane would have never gotten it right.
This guy and Diane in a few
he knows
weeks can do exactly that.
The intersection.
Yeah. It was Michigan and Roosevelt.
All right, round three. Here we go. Describe it, Diane.
Diane doesn't even describe.
What does that street say? Market Street, San Francisco?
Market in Union. Very good, Diane. Very good. Very good.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right, so we have to click
I know
on
a
it.
Lot of places have Market Streets, though.
Well?
No.
Where? 451.
Where in California was it?
San Diego.
Oh.
Come on, Diane. Look at the architecture.
You still got a decent amount of points. You
right,
had California,
go.
Right? That state's not that big.
All right, here we go. You ready? Diane, go.
Senate Avenue? Is that what that says?
Yeah. What's the hotel?
What's
the hotel?
Something. I can't read that. What is it?
JW Marriott.
Okay. There's a Marriott in every city.
Okay. Well, then you know there's one here. Okay. Go. What else do you see?
I can't read what that blue awning sign says.
Long and Miller's Pub and Eatery.
Long and Miller's? Senate and...
What about the flag on the side of the bar?
Well, that didn't help me last time, Finland. is it a sports team flag?
Yes.
Where?
Over here.
I can't tell what that flag is.
Well, tough titty.
Now you see, actually, a hint has popped up in the top left, and it is the outline of the state. And if you are any bit educated more than the Washington Commanders, you'll know what that outline is.
What state is that, Diane? Oh, my God.
What's that other hint that popped up?
All right, can I
can't see.
I think it's Indianapolis. Can I click on Indianapolis for you?
It's definitely Indiana.
Yeah, I was 3 miles off.
Yeah, thank you. Marketplace. Oh, my God, you're horrible.
Final round.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Diane, nail one. Nail one.
Hey, she got Miami.
The George Washington of the state of, Maryland. Okay, is that Baltimore?
I got to click for you.
Hold on. Here we go. Zoom in.
Yeah. We are. Here we go. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
7 miles away.
Very good, Diane. The one that says the
state of Maryland
state
on the
of
building.
Maryland. Way to go. Way to go. Good for you.
So this has been around for years, and this
has been
this
around
is
for a
fun.
Decade.
You know
it's great.
It reminds me of, and it may just be the name of it as well, because it's called GeoGuessr.
GeoGuessr.
Did you ever, and maybe you're a little old for it, but growing up, we had this thing called Geo Safari. Where you had these laminated sheets and you'd put them in a laptop looking toy. You know, it wasn't.
Like in school?
It wasn't a computer. No, we had this at home. And you typed in the code on the sheet.
I was playing outside.
No, but then the game would know which game you were playing, which laminate you were playing, and then you would answer questions. Some of them are geography. Some of them were the other subjects in school. And you would type in your answers, and they would give you a score at the end.
No. We played outside.
2022 version of that.
I like this game, though. This game's pretty good.
And so the online community for this is like very strong, and people,
massive,
standings and things
massive,
like that.
Yes.
And what's your guy's name that's the crazy successful GeoGuessr?
Oh, his name is Trevor Rainbolt, the GeoGuessr guy.
But he was like Diane just months ago.
Yeah. So next October, Diane will be able to nail it at 0.1 second.
Yep.
Could you name stuff in your neighborhood?
Yes. Like streets, intersections I pass all the time?
What about the Acropolis where you've been?
Okay, ruins is ruins. Those like pedestal-looking things could have been in Rome.
You're going to be like Trevor, who says, I struggle to differentiate areas of urban Europe, but I'm a lot better at rural.
Oh. Yeah.
Some random pasture.
Here's Diane.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.